Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Vav Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're still in the middle of Simin Tof Mem Zayin, which deals with Taruvos, mixtures of Chametz and Pesach, Dika things on Pesach. This has been a very difficult and long Simin, but a beautiful one. And we're at the very top of the Omid with Sif Vav. The Mechaber tells us, Melach Shesamu B'medocha, if you were to have put salt into a mortar. Now, this mortar is a container which you normally chop in, but right now you just put the salt into it. Mutter Limloch Bobosu B'Pesach. You can take this salt that is in this mortar over here and use this salt on Pesach for whatever purposes you need to use it for. And the reasoning is because any chametz that was inside of this mortar over here would be absorbed into the walls. And even though this is salt and salt can withdraw something from a blia from inside something, here it can't, the Ramah explains, Mishum de'eno maflit bitzoni, because it's cold over here and salt can't pull out the taste over here, the chametz sticker taste that's inside this mortar, when it is cold. That's the entire sif over here, but now it requires a lot of explanation. So first of all, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschil, Melech Shesomu B'docha, tells us that here we're talking about Dafko B'Medocha, you put it into this mortar over here, this utensil that you normally would be using as the basin to grind things in. Avo Melach Shemunach Bishar Kelim, if you put the salt into other utensils, Shirigilin Lishtamish Bem Harbi Chomitz, that normally have a lot of chomitz in them. The mortar over here, it normally doesn't have chomitz in it. It's only on occasions, if at all, that it has chomitz in it. But if you put the salt into a container that normally does have chomitz in it, Ein kedai lechatchila lishtamesh b'hem b'pesach. One should not use such a container to place the salt in and then use that salt on Pesach. And in Dishu footnote number 109, he brings down, this is very similar to a din that the Ramah has taught us in Yerideya, that we are machmir shaloli tein b'cholav melach shoyo motzi b'karis basar. A person should not take salt that was used in a fleishicha dish and go and salt a milchika item with it. And the Ramah says, if somebody's machmir like this, tovo lev bracha. It's a very nice thing for that person. He'll be blessed for it. And that's the custom that people have separate salt shakers, for example, for milchiks and for fleishichs. So too, the Chofetz Chaim says over here, one shouldn't use a chametz sticker container, a dish that has salt in it that normally may have chametz in it as well, as opposed to the meducha that normally doesn't have chametz in it, and use that to salt things on Pesach. Now let's see the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Ayin Ches, and he tells us, afilu hi bas yoma, this would be allowed, that you can put it into the grinding bowl, this meducha, even if it was used that day, because shebiyom zeh dochu ba v'rak shi ke'es nekia, even though it was used that day, right now it's clean. And even if the salt were to stay in there for a 24-hour period of time, we don't view it as over here that it's able to withdraw the belios from this container. Because this concept of kovush kimavushal is only true if it's moist and not if it's dry over here. Dirshu footnote number 106 tells us in the Chazon Ish, sha'afim ha-melech ruotu k'tzas, even if the salt's a little bit moist, as long as it's not moist enough that it's really not brine, so then it's also still not considered over here lach, it'll be considered like yovish and wouldn't be able to withdraw the blios from this meducha. In Dirshu footnote number 105, the Chazon Ish adds as well, shemeducha blua b'chametz ayidei shedochu b'chametz maluach o metuvo b'tavlim. I'm talking here about where did the chametz get into this container over here, this meducha, is because there was some salty chametz over here or some spiced chametz that you had ground up in this meducha. Because shemeducha es chametz kemoshu in a meducha b'las mimenu. If you just had chopped up chametz over there, it's all cold, it won't get into the container at all. But if you ground up the chametz with something that is sharp or salty, then it is able to get inside. The blios of chametz are able to get inside to meducha. The Mishneh Berurah continues in Sifkat Nayin Tes and says that you would be allowed to use this salt on Pesach. And he says, "Va'afilu munach hamelach b'medocha b'pesachatzo." And even if the salt was already in this chametz dika medocha on Pesach, nevertheless, you still could use it because it's not going to pull out any of the chametz dika blios. As the Ramah had said, "De'eno maflit b'tzoneh." As long as it's all cold, it can't pull out the blios. Sifkat and Pei in the Mishneh Berurah wrote to Lama, the Ramah is telling us, the Chofetz Chaim says, "Demayu nosnim bo dover roseach b'vadios." If you put something hot over there, then it would be able to pull it out. The maflit bo b'lias aklik, then it would be able to pull out the blios that are inside this medocha. Aval, however, Sinas HaMelech, just the salt itself, even though we normally have a rule, even though we normally say in regards to Hilchos Shabbos that salting something could be like heating it up, that is only true, however, for Hilchos Shabbos. Linyan plitas kelim, in terms of pulling out blios from kelim, eino mafle betzonin, it's unable to do that if it's cold. Now, the daf could be yabish, as we've already pointed out, this is only if the salt is dry. Avo betzonin lach, if it were to be cold, but it's moist, by the shriya, and by soaking it over here, choshei shleil b'sifhei lachmen, then you have to be machmer, as we've learned in the sifhei, which was a very long sif, and we had many discussions about it. Then the Mishnah adds, v'im nidol chamelach b'sochu, if you actually chop the salt inside this medocha, now you have two functions over here, you have the salt and also the chopping. Diko churfa, you have the sharpness of the salt, as well as what is called dochacha de sakina. The pressure that's done during the chopping over here is another factor to push in blios or to potentially take out blios. So then, maflit min hakli, then the salt is able to pull out the chometz dika blios from the kli. Even if it was totally dry, it's not moist at all. So plain dry salt can't pull it out, but chopped salt would be able to pull it out. And therefore, this concern would apply even if the meducha wasn't used within the previous 24 hours, and even if it was gam kodem pesach, this concern would still apply if you're actually chopping the salt in this meducha that once had chametz within it. Furthermore, he brings down the Kosel Achronim in the Sharat Zion Os Kuf Yud. He brings this down in the Chok Yaakov, the Yerabah, the Mekor Chaim, and other Achronim, as opposed to the opinion of the Magen Avraham, which is not like this. And these Achronim will say, the Medocho Shalonu, nowadays, our mortars and pestles aren't really used for Chometz. Sherov Tashmisha Bivisomim Uchaygab, they're used for non-Chometzic items, they're used for spices. The lack of Chometz, there is no real Chometz there. Rach Hashash Latam Mashu, maybe there could be a Mashu in there. So therefore, in this situation, Im Nidach Kodem Pesach Nisbatel, if it was, in fact, chopped before Pesach, any chametz over there would be batel b'shishim, and therefore it wouldn't be considered significant. And yesh lahatil l'mlochba, and then you'd be allowed to use such salt on Pesach. The issue footnote number 108 brings down that the marker for this din is the Chok Yaakov, and the Chazon Ish tells us, however, that he's surprised at this. Uma bekach shirov tashmisha l'besamim. What difference would it make that the majority of its use is for tavlim, for spices? As long as there's some use of chametz, then the chametz gets in. What difference does it make how much? If you even used one time chametz over there that was spiced or salted, so the blios get inside the container, this medocha. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says over here that the law shown here isn't exact. And he says the kavan of the Chok Yaakov is, it never was used over here with spiced chametz or salted chametz that it could get in the blios. And therefore, the chashash here is, maybe there are little pieces of bread that somehow got mixed in over here. And therefore, then, before Pesach would be mutter, because shetam hachametz batel b'melach, because the tam of the chametz would be batel in the melach. And that, he says, is actually what the Mishnah Berurah said in Siv Katan Pei Aleph, which we will see momentarily. And that brings us to Siv Zayin, where the Mechaber writes, Boser are unripe grapes, which have the status of being somewhat sour, okay? Shedochin kodem Pesach, they were ground up, they were chopped up before Pesach, b'medochos michumatzos, with, they were chopped up in these mortars over here that had chametz in them. So the psak of the Mechaber is mutar l'ochlo b'Pesach. You can use these unripe grapes, these boser over here, that were chopped up before Pesach, even though they were chopped up in these chametz dika mortars, you can eat them on Pesach, eat them even on Pesach. Now, the Chofetz Chaim explains in Sif Katan Pei Aleph, and he says as follows. Svira Leh, the Mechaber's opinion is, the boser lo havicharev. He holds that the boser, these unripe grapes, are not considered sharp enough over here that they could pull out the blios. Aval, lefi mai de posach b'yoredeya simen sadibab, according to Pesach l'shulchan aruch in Yoredeya, da'afilu perus chamutzim hu b'chlal dover chorev, that sour fruits are normally considered to be a dover chorev and can pull out blios, so then imkein, at boser b'chlal. So then according to that, the boser is a type of a sour fruit, and therefore it should be able to pull out the blios. And therefore, b'imkein, Aide Charif, the Dochaka, because now you have two factors. It has Charifus to it, and you have Docha the Sakina. When you chopped it up over there, you have the second factor over here. So Nivla Babosar Achimus Shalom Docha. Then the Chomish should be able to be pulled out from this mortar and go into the Boser. And therefore, how can you eat it on Pesach? Vein Baboser, Shishim Negi Kol Meduch Levatlo, and the grape over here is too small that it has Shishim against the entire mortar over here, and it can't be Mavatlo B'Shishim. And therefore, in this situation, the Mishbur explains, according to this, even before Pesach, one would not be able to go and chop it before Pesach and then eat it on Pesach. The issue footnote number 110 brings down by the Chazon Ish, there seems to be a stira in Shulchan Aruch over here, and he has a long arichas over here to explain why it's not a contradiction, ayin in the issue footnote number 110. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'ayin b'achronim, he brings down various achronim. You can see this is the Taz in Yoredeya over there and the Prima Godim over here. And he says, they write, the Mekom Hefzid Merubah, if there's a large financial loss involved over here, Yesh L'smoch ala Poskim. You can rely upon the more lenient opinion over here of the Poskim that say, the Sirule, the Peres Chamutzim, lo hevi b'chlal dover chorif, that these Boser don't have the status of being a dover chorif, and you can rely upon that if there's a financial loss. The issue footnote number 111 brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shem Yadua Shem Adoch Hoysa Bas Yoma. But if it is used that day, then one can't be makel even behevsid meruva. And he says, Afilum dochu kodim Pesach, and even it was before Pesach. He says, the Ikra Aloch over here is Boser Mothlitis Ablios. It does absorb it. Ach imhilo Bas Yoma, Yesh Locho kodim Pesach. But if it's not a Bas Yoma, so then it's a Tam Lufgam. Wasn't used that day, so therefore, by definition, the time is lufgam. You can be makel if you chopped it up before Pesach. Shekein efshar shein boser mashbiach tam pagam, because maybe even though it's able to pull it out, it's not going to make a tam that was the tam lufgam a tam that's a tam lishvach. And therefore, afim dochu bePesach atzmo ein lahakel afim amaduch loisav esoma. Therefore, on Pesach itself, unless it wasn't a bas yoma, it wasn't used within 24 hours, you can't use it. Shekin Efshar should no sin tam lufgam be Pesach also, because there is even a possibility over here that it's no sin tam lufgam, it would be aser on Pesach itself, according to Pesach and Ramah. Furthermore, Shema HaBosu Mashbiach is a tam lufgam, and maybe even the Bosu is able to be Mashbiach it, so therefore you definitely shouldn't use it on Pesach itself. And that can be seen in the Bir Halacha as well, in Dibra Maschu, Bosu Shadochim Kodam Pesach. So it's Mashmo Bir Miloshin Zed, the Chofetz Chaim says, the Besoch HaPesach Ein Lohokal, that one cannot be lenient on Pesach. And the reasoning is, v'tamu mishum du chashash l'mash yam smak siyam achakar basov dvorav afilu ipolit. And this is based upon a smak, the Sefer Mitzvos Ketanos, that says, even in a situation which it might be polit. Now, what is that talking about? So you can see this in Dershu footnote number 114. The smak says over there in Simon Reishchav Beis, which is the marker for this din in Shulchan Aruch, he writes, Shaboser mutter, boser is allowed, shahol vutzonin, since it's cold, ein bo koch lahaflit mei meducha, it can't pull out the taste of chomets from the meducha. And furthermore, he says, and here's the part that the Chofetz Chaim was quoting over here, afilu imu maflit, even if it is capable of pulling it out, eino maflit ela mashu, v'ayru misbato. Therefore, it's only going to pull out a little bit, and that's going to be bato before Pesach. According to this, it's only it was before Pesach that it's batel. Shu batel even a mashu, and we say ein lochozav niyar. But on Pesach itself, where afilu mashu is not batel, then ein lahatir. That's the explanation over here from the Sefer Mitzvos Ketanos. He brings down, however, from the Maamar Mordechai that the Ramah seems to disagree with that over here and says afilu besocha Pesach shari. And then the Chofetz Chaim tries to reconcile and explain this all himself. Continue reading this Bir Halacha for more details. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'da dafilu shelo b'mokum hefsid she'achmarnu mimedocha." Even in a situation where there's not a hefsid meruba, and we have said that you have to be machmir in the medocha, that's only hudavka b'medocha sheregilin l'adoch b'chometz. Only if it was regularly used for chometz, avu medocha shelonu. But nowadays, our medochas, as we pointed out previously, sherov tashmish, or maybe all of the tashmish is b'besam u'mchayigavne, and there is no chometz. The leka rachashash, and the whole concern is shema nimso mash. The concern is only, as we pointed out previously, the Chazon Ish said, this is where the Mishnah Berurah says it exactly like that, that we really don't expect there to be any chometz in the tavlin, but there could be some additional little pieces of chometz that have gotten in there somehow with the tavlin, and now you're chopping it up, and they'll be able to be pulled out because of the dochak, the sakina, the chopping action, as well as the charifus of the boser. Then, Harim Mizbatel B'Shishim Kodem Pesach. If this is all done before Pesach, it is going to be Mizbatel. And that's why one would be allowed to use this over here nowadays with our types of medocha that aren't really used for chametz at all. It's only a chashash that maybe there's some chametz inside of it. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah explains the Mechaber who said that this boser over here is allowed to be used on Pesach. So he says, Mishum Hagav, Mishum De'eno Maflit Betzone, because as I pointed out already multiple times, it doesn't have the power to go pull it out when it's cold. And he says, Vafilu Amnasa BePesach Eino Aser. Here's what the Ramah says. Even on Pesach, it would not be Aser. Im Haya Hakli Noki. As long as it was physically clean and there wasn't any Mamoshes over here, nothing Be'en of Chametz. Now, if cotton pay bays, the Mishnah Berurah is down. Why is the Ramah saying this over here? The Kivan de Svirulei, the Ramah holds, the Boser ain't no Dover Charif. As we pointed out already from the Bir Halacha, the Ramah holds that Boser is not sharp. And therefore, even though you have Dochacha de Sakina, Ayide Dochacha Levad, just that pressure alone from the chopping, ain't no Maflet na Medocha Filamashu, it won't absorb it all. You need both the Charifus and the Dochacha de Sakina. Sivkon pegimu, but it must be a clean utensil. The medocha must be clean. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah, bistama machziku la medocha shinikia. We have a rule. Stam kalim are normally considered clean. People don't put away dirty kalim. And therefore, va'osi lafuke rakim yadina shimuluch lechas. And therefore, only in a situation where you know that it wasn't clean, is it a problem. And only then, va'os osur ladas kam achronim. Then it would be osur according to some achronim. Afilu mdochu kolim pesach, even if you did it before Pesach. Because in that situation, tafilu mnisbor de bosu lo havi dovichorit. Even if you want to say that it's not davar charif. Nevertheless, mikom makom ayde dochacha the dicha nichnas besochu kitzas the evshal adicha, because the dochacha tzakina could push it in a little bit over here and it wouldn't be able to be rinsed out, and therefore we would have to be concerned. So if you don't know for certain that it was dirty, you can assume the position that stam kalim over here are nekiim and therefore it would be okay. Finally, the Ramok concludes and he says, Avol imchatocho besakin shel chometz. If you used a chometz like a knife to chop it up, so then Tocha Pesach, during Pesach, you should be machmir. Yesh lahachmir. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, Hivkot and Pei Dalet. Hainu, also Bosa, we're talking here about the Bosa, you chopped it up with a knife. Afilu ledaito sheni kohorf, even according to Ramah's position, that it's not considered sharp. V'chol kiai gavna, or anything like this, sheni dover chorf, that's not considered sharp. So after ayide dochaka, even though under normal circumstances, the pressure over here, shalachita with chopping, levad alone, eno maflu, will not be able to pull out the chometz, mikomokom yesh lochush lo chometz adovuk alasakin. Here's another situation you have to be concerned about, that there may be chometz that is left attached to the sakin, and therefore tocha pesach sivkot and pehei, it's no good. V'kodem haPesach, but before Pesach, shari haboser, the boser would be good. Ayde hadocha sheidichu, as long as you rinsed it off over here. Avol tocha pesach divimashu, but since during Pesach even a mashu is no good, yesh lachmin lechatchila shel ochlu, you shouldn't eat it lechatchila because it could be a small amount of your mashu that you didn't see. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ein Mogen Avraham Shadai to the Ein Lachmir Af BePesach." The Mogen Avraham's opinion is that you don't have to be machmir even on Pesach. You only have to be machmir rak bedvarim shenasma yedei akum bekvius, things that are made by a non-Jewish person on a regular basis. For example, could go and liknos miam dogi shechotri misakiniyam shel chametz to buy fish from them that's kosher fish, but they cut it up with their chametz stick and knife. So he says, in that situation, be machmir. Avol nasa came to veit, so she is straw back right. But if it's only sometimes done in your house, so then kagon shechotach besachin chometz dover sheino chavi bepesach. If you'd cut up with a clean chometz stick and knife, stam knife is clean, and you'd cut it up something that's not charif on Pesach, sagi badoch o begrida. It would be adequate to just rinse it off over here or to scrape it off to make sure that there is no actual small little piece of chometz, even a mashu, attached over here. And that's what the Ramah says. The stam sakim ain't noki. You have to assume that a knife is not normally clean. You have to be concerned. He brings down for the Mariel that there may be small little pieces of chametz on it over here, and that's why you'd have to rinse it off or clean it off in order to be able to use it. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Peivav says the im chotko b'dover sheino charif. That's if you're using and cutting it off something that's not a dover charif. But certainly avo b'dover charif, if it's a sharp thing, and this would be the din. And this would be according to all those opinions that say that the boser is a davar charev. So then, even if the sakin was definitely clean from outside chametz, the chot kubo kodim pesach, and you chopped it up before Pesach, also local pesach, you can't use on Pesach. It has to be used sometimes when it's hot, and therefore the chametz can get inside. But if you never use it when it was hot, for example, using to chop up onions, gombotzo, which is used chatuchu b'sakin, using it with a knife, shigorin b'botzik b'narev oyonoki, that you're sometimes scraping off the dough from a trough, and it's clean now, mutra b'otzo v'afim chatoch b'sesach. Then this botzo, this onion, would be good, even if you chopped it on Pesach. Why? Kimish also sakin lo shim shubo chamim yolim. It was never used for something that was hot. And the tzonen lo mavli velo maflet. And cold, it doesn't absorb or expel the ablios. With that, we conclude today's shir.